Welcome to the Ramblings of Miss Hearts. I am Miss LaCrush Hearts, and this is an impromptu conversation, as you will, a personal blog. This is my virtual therapy session where I share my thoughts and opinions on any and everything, because I'm just a talkative person sometimes, and my mind needs a release, and this is going to be that release. So big shout out to everybody that's tuned in, that's going to tune in, that has tuned in, that will hear this a little bit later. I appreciate your support. Okay, so it's been a trying week for your girl personally. But I did have some positive things happen last week. We did the debut of Not On Purpose Radio. I had a guest co-host, Miss Shantae Golden. She came in. I had Bleak on the line. I had Solo on the line. I had Omori from Brooklyn. I had Rock from Brooklyn. It was a great conversation. If you get a chance, you can check that out. It's up available on our website right now at heartsexposedheart.com. And we had a good time talking about any and everything, and mostly about the strong, independent woman. Now, here's the deal. It's March, and we're in Women's History Month. Yes, y'all all know that. Y'all have all seen that. But as I'm, you know, the person that I am today, today itself is International Women's Day. In Women's Month, Women's History Month, you have an International Women's Day. And I don't know how I feel about that. I feel like we're being cheated. I do. I feel like we are being so, like, here, y'all take that and go on y'all merry ways type thing. This is supposed to be an awareness day, anti-discrimination day, anti-sexism day. So why can't it be any other month? Why does International Women's Day got to be? It's like it's redundant. That's like turning my head and turning my head. Like, no, like I'm turning right. Like, that's not cool. I feel like that's why I play It's a Man's World, because that's what I feel right now. I feel like we're being hustled and bamboozled. I don't know who negotiated those terms, but I feel like I'm missing something. This that BS. That's what that is. Bullshit. Okay, I feel like this woman's hip, it's woman's rights. I understand that. Believe me, I'm 100% on there with y'all. But they had a Women's Day back on February 28th in New York City. All right, so they was there. That was Women's Day, February 28th in 1990. They had a Women's Day. After that, they proposed a special Women's Day annually, and it's international. So it became a national holiday, and I feel like I'm being bamboozled. I feel like I'm missing something. First of all, I jacked March, and I dubbed it Black Women's History Month. Okay, first of all, I did that already. But today it was International Women's Day, and I'm like, okay, celebrate, woohoo! But I still feel some type of way though. But big shout out to all the boss ladies out there, all of those entrepreneurs out there, all those women that are still fighting, still on the rise, still doing big things, whether you're Black, from America, from Spain, wherever, but you're out there, you're still hustling, you're still holding down, and you're still for the cause for the movement of women. So I want to give a big shout out to all the women out there that's holding down, single women, working hard women, professional women, entrepreneurs, all of us. We have trying times. They want everything from us. They want our body. They want our mind. They want our hearts. They want everything from us. Ain't willing to give up shit. I feel some type of way. It's not my fault. Today is just one of those days. I feel some type of way. They want so much from you, and they don't want to give anything. Like, you give them, oh my God, oh, y'all complain too much, oh, y'all talk too much, oh, y'all so emotional. It's always some excuse why they don't do what they need to do, what they promise to do, what they offer to do, why they don't ever live up to their expectations. You go hard. Men, I don't understand the concept. Men go hard. They go get the fancy car. They get the fancy clothes. They'll text you. They'll do all this other stuff to get you, to be with you. They make all these promises. They promise you the moon, the stars. They promise you everything. And then they get upset when they didn't give it to you. Like, you told me. You came to me. You asked me, can we do this, this, and this? I agree to follow you, and now you upset because I'm asking you what happened to this, this, and this. Like, how you work that? Like, that don't even go together. That's not how it works. I didn't understand how and why. No, I don't understand this. I don't understand what. I don't know. I'm just trying to figure things out. But we're on here now. Women are being cheated. I feel like we do more than a fair share, but it's never appreciated. Like, it's always the woman's fault. And I hear this a lot. And I swear on everything I love, I be trying to figure out how. How it's our fault. We don't rule nothing. You rule everything according to y'all. It's a man's world, Man is in power. There can't be a woman president. There can't be a woman's president. There will never be a woman's president. Men are in power. Y'all hold everything. Y'all are God. First of all, can we talk about that? I'm sorry. I just thought about this, but I just want to jump on this real quick. The gods and the earths, that whole thing, that whole concept, the gods, and like, they literally, like, try to break this down to me, like, we're God because we hold life. We can start life. And I was like, really? That's all that comes with that? Like, you're God because you got life. Wait, what? Because y'all got a nutsack. Y'all gods. So I got titties and I'm a woman, but you tell me I'm not a woman because I act too masculine. I'm not feminine enough for you. So I'm not woman enough. Really? That's what it all boils down to? Really? That's where y'all gonna take this? Really? I just feel like if you're gonna say that you're God, it should be a little bit more stipulation than the fact that you got a nutsack with little babies in it. It should be a little bit more to it than that. You know, at the end of the day, it's we're being cheated as women. I'm complaining right now. I'm not complaining, but I'm complaining right now. I feel like, you know, somebody's going to hear this, and they're going to be like, Crush was man-bashing. And I'm not man-bashing. I'm just trying to make a logical, rational sense of these concepts. Like, how are you going to have a Women's Day and Women's Month? The whole month is ours, so that don't count. That don't count. You got international women. But first of all, I don't know about no international. I know about America. I'm from America. Even as a kid, I grew up, and it's like, oh, we got Spain, we got South America, we got Africa, whatever. I'm from America. don't know about the other places. They don't even respect us, let alone like us, let alone want to follow any of our traditions or anything like that. So why are we going so hard to cater to international when they like, yo, get out of our business. Stay away from us. We don't even want to be bothered with y'all. So why are we so fascinated by them? Whatever. I'm over it. I'm emotionally drained. It's been a long week. It really has. So I'm sitting here on my handy-dandy laptop just thinking and politicking and pondering on things, and just know that there is a guy out there for me. I'm believing this. I'm gonna speak this into existence, because I said this earlier today, well, to myself. It wasn't to nobody in particular, but I said it to myself, and then I shared it with the world because that's just what I do. And it was like, I'm always speaking it into existence for somebody else. It's never for myself. Unfortunately, I'm the type of person that I think and then I speak it because I feel like if I hold on to it, it's not going to happen, right? Try to speak things into existence. But unfortunately, I tell that to the wrong people. And, well, to me, I thought they were the right person. And they're like, oh, yeah, that sounds good. Yeah, you should do that. And then before I can even get a chance to do anything, boop, my idea just popped up out of nowhere. Like, wait a minute. Did I just tell them that, like, 2 hours ago? How the fuck? That's all I mean when I say that. You know, you speak into existence for somebody else and not yourself. I'm that type of person. You can say, Crush, I want to build a bathroom. I'm going to say, well, you need this, and then I'm just running. Then I'm going to go on the internet, and I'm going to look something up. Oh, here goes a couple of websites that you can look at. Bop, 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 bop. All that type of stuff. So, but I always, always, always seem to do that. And it just really dawned on me today that I did it. And I don't know. We'll get over it. I'll get over it. I was just putting it out there because this is something that hurt me a little bit, because I feel like I'm not bringing nothing to the table, but yet I got all the plates and the forks and the spoons. So why I ain't got a plate? That's all I'm saying. I'm coming to dinner. I done gave everybody forks and spoons and plates that I came in with all the paperwork, and I ain't got not near plate. Now here you go, boo, none of that. I ain't getting none of that. So I was like, what the hell? I got too many ideas to keep going down a one-way street. That's a thought I had today. You know, there's so many ways better yourself mentally, physically, emotionally. We have access to so many things as women, as black women, as human beings. You know, a young man, well, three young men came to my job the other day, right? One guy came in, he said, I'm 26 years old. I got my OSHA 30, and I just came home from the federal prison and stuff like that. I'm looking for work. Can you help me? I said, yes, I can help you with the credentials you have. Now, he's with two other of his friends. So he was like, you know, he explained the situation. He's like, oh, I need a flagger, whatever. So the next guy, I said, how are you doing? How old are you? He said, I'm 18. I said, do you have an OSHA 10 or OSHA 30? He said, no, I don't. I said, well, we're offering a class for free for 60 to 80. All you need to do is bring $80 and you can get your OSHA 10. He said, okay, I can do that. Then I went to the final guy, black man. He's standing in his gear. He got his fronts on. He starts smiling. I said, well, hello, sir. How old are you? He said, I'm 38. I said, you're 38? Yeah. I said, you got an OSHA? He said, no. I said, well, do you got a job? I don't mean to be rude, but I'm just saying, like, do you have a job? He said, no. And then he started cheesing. He started smiling about it. And it baffled me because I'm like, why is that even funny? Like, it really, the only reason why I asked him if he had a job, because the other two, the 26-year-old and the 18-year-old, they were excited. You know, they were excited that, you know, they could possibly get work next week. You know, they were excited. The young man was excited that he could possibly get OSHA and then go out there and get a job. Like, they came in here with a mission, and you followed them, and you're not even getting inspired yourself. You didn't even, he didn't ask no questions. He only talked to me when I asked him a question. What are you doing, Machine? He only responded when I asked him a question. And I just thought about it because I'm like, really? That's how we do now? It's just, I mean, you know, maybe you got side hustles or something. But if you a hustler and you got side hustles, legit side hustles, I should say, will you be trying to promote them? Will you be trying to put your boys on? Will you be trying? And then I made an appointment for them to come back and see me today. So today I went into work to meet them and the two young guys, and he brought his mom. The 26-year-old and the 18-year-old was there, and they ended up bringing their mom and me, them, and the mom. We had a conversation for about an hour. We were just sitting here talking, and I just shot out so many ideas. Come to find out, he's not just interested in OSHA. They sell pies. He's a cook. You know, he got other talents. And I was like, you know, the only thing I can suggest for him was shop yourself. You got the credentials. Don't wait for somebody to hand you anything. Don't wait for me to call you and tell you I got a job. No, you have the credentials. You have a resume. Shop yourself. The young man, he handed me a resume. I like, so shop yourself, young man. You're 18 years old. The weather's about to break. School's about to end. And one thing about these businesses out here, regardless of what anybody might say, they want able bodies. You got a construction site, they want able bodies. They need somebody to lift stuff up. And, like, that's their job. You know, you have to be willing and able. So go hunt for yourself, basically. And I don't have any children, so I don't even know where to begin to even suggest. But I do know this, you know, a young friend of mine, a young lady of mine, she has a son. He's 13 right now. I said, well, how old are you again? He said, I'm 13. Oh, you're about to be 14. Oh, you're about to get them working papers. And he was like, nah. His mom was like, oh, no, you're working next year. He was like, wait, what am I doing? What you mean, what you going to do? Do what you love. If you like art, go to your art teacher. Ask her if you could be an intern with her. Just do something besides, so even if you're a video game, there's video game companies out there that take interns in that you could possibly apply for school, especially if you're going to college or even if you're in high school. That's something that you can do, but you got to learn to shop yourself. It's 2020. We have too many things. We have too many access to things. We have too many resources where I don't have to wait for you to tell me it's okay. I can just go out there and just shop it myself. There's do-it-yourself DIY websites where you can go up there. Like, I went to the website because I was looking for somebody to help assist me in my home. So I went to a website, and I see these people charging $80 an hour, $45 an hour. And you didn't have to have no degree. You didn't have to have no. If you have a talent, if you know how to fix things, if you're good at putting things together, if you're good at installing TVs for your friends, if you know how to break the fire stick for your cousin, if you know how to draw, if you are good with computers, like there's too many things out there that can help you go beyond. You're right. I'm not even going to sit there and be unrealistic about it. You know, that's good and dandy, but that don't pay the bills, right? That's not enough to pay the bills. That's a lie. You're making $80 an hour, minimum 2-hour booking. So that's 160 for hours worth of work, minimum 2 hours. That's 160. If you're on your G, then you're going to be able to sustain. That's it. That's just about you hustling. You ain't got to be online. You could be outside. There's a big thing right now. The biggest move right now is pop-up shops. You know, but you got to invest a little bit to get back. It's not going to just fall in your lap. That's all I'm saying. And early this week, I was a little distraught. I was stressing. And physically getting ill, making myself sick because I was stressing. And I forgot everything that I'm saying right now. I literally, like, went blank for a second, and I was worried because I'm like, if I lose my job today or tomorrow, how am I going to make these ends meet? And it wasn't until Friday I was asleep, and I popped up, and I said, oh, shit, what the fuck am I thinking about? I was like, I'm LaCrush Hart. I got 13 million businesses out there. I that's exactly what I do. Like, everything that I do for my boss is, he's my client, technically. I provide business services and consultation. So you're basically my client. I was stressing over nothing. You know what I'm going to do? I'm about to scrap that. I'm going to talk to my homegirls. We're about to rent out the place that my boss is currently using. He can't afford it no more. So me and my own girl, we were about to two heads together. We're about to rent out the place, and we're about to do that shit ourselves. And I'm going to offer the same services I offer him. I'm going to give him a whole contract. Either you sign a contract or I'll walk. You don't want to pay me what I'm asking for? Bye. So I went from making $600 to $800 to over a G just that fast in 2.3 seconds because, you know what, I'm going to hustle myself. I'm going to sell myself. I'm going to sell the same talent I sit here and do for everybody else for free. Wait a minute. I can get paid for that. You know, and people are like, oh, that's so expensive. Oh, that's your problem, not mine. We need you to work on that. That's your situation, not mine. You asked me for my price, and I gave you my price. No more friend discounts. We can't do that. We got bills to pay, too, just like you got bills to pay. You want a service. You got to pay for that service. I'm about supporting. I'm about building. I'm about community. I really do support people. If it's an indie artist, you know, like, oh, I got a tape out. I've done that. I offer. He's shopping his book. I done bought the book, signed it. I don't know where it's at. It's somewhere in his room, somewhere in my house, but I don't know where it's at. But I'll bump, you know, he'll sign it for me, and I'll bump it to him like, oh, yeah, I remember you. You know, what's your website? You know, indie artist, the guy's like, oh, I rap, you know. Let me hear something. You know, okay, that's nice. All the beats, too, stuff, blah, 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 blah. I get my little 2 cents. I don't know. Eventually, I'm thinking it's going to help somebody down the line. Eventually, I don't know. That's just my thought on it. Anyway, Here we go with me just rapping and ranting. Listen, y'all want to call in? Y'all want to join the conversation? My line is open, 515-602-9725. Okay, with that story that I shared with y'all about the young man, I haven't seen the 38-year-old anymore. I only seen the two younger ones. They came by today, and hopefully they'll take my advice tomorrow and go out there and shop themselves. You know, it's something better than nothing at the end of the day. You never know. You can sit up there and tell this guy, just came home. I could do X, Y, and Z. I'm good at taking directions. And even if they say no, somebody can overhear that. And they like that. And they'll tell, you know what, you can work for my company or you can work for me. Or, you know, that's a word of mouth. That's the easiest way. That's the easiest way, word of mouth. That's the easiest way. Anything you do, word of mouth. They'll tell you that. You want to promote something, word of mouth. You trust me before you trust the posting. You know what I mean? Like, those, you just got to speak into existence. So that's where we at right now. But that's where I'm at right now. I'm just, you know, 2020, I'm scared. I lack confidence. That's my problem and my situation that I got to overcome. And I think that's what ticked me off earlier this week, is that I lack confidence. I can tell you all the ideas that I have, but if I don't get approval, like, oh yeah, that's good, follow through with it, then I start doubting myself, and I don't want to jump out of there with no parachute. But at the same time, I'm being forced to, so to speak, jump out there with no parachute. So it's a blessing and a curse. It's a blessing because if it succeeds, then woohoo, you know, that's another achievement that I've made. But on the other hand, if it fails, that's like, you know. So it's bittersweet that you even just making the effort, just taking time to take it a step further or make a way to a step further. Big shout out to my girls, Diva and Pretty Eyes and Miss Bug, the security lady. The safety lady. She does safety. Safety lady. So we are just really, 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 really talking bullshit. I'm just rambling. I think we're being cheated. I think this whole man's thing suck monkey balls. But then here goes the man with the arguments. We don't got a man's month. We don't got a International Man's Day. To those people that say that, I say this with all due respect. Y'all sound like bitches. Like, really? It's like they don't want to, like, the feminist movement has done more for men than it has for women. I'm just saying. Like, they always blaming a feminist. Oh, you're a feminist. Oh, equal opportunity this, equal opportunity that. But that's the first argument y'all have, is we ain't got this, we ain't got that. Talk to your constituents. Those are your peoples. That's your language. You want that, go get that. But you don't want that. You wasn't thinking about that, because if you wanted that, you would have that. Right? That's all I'm saying. Men. That's just my random thoughts. I'm just rambling. This is Miss Hearts. Just rambling. This is my personal blog. This is what's on my mind. These are my thoughts and my opinions alone. Nobody else. It's just all me. Sometimes it's left field. Sometimes I'm right on point. But if you're tuned in and you're listening, I'm glad I got your attention. Well, anyway, thank y'all so much for tuning in. I greatly appreciate it. There's no set time for this. This is just me rambling. So it's an impromptu thing, but I'm not going to keep doing more of your time. I just wanted to let y'all, we're being bamboozled, ladies. We need to figure this out. We need to rethink this, because we shouldn't have a woman's day inside the woman's month. That's whack. just don't sit right. It just don't sit right with me. I don't know. Just my thoughts. Anyway, thank y'all for tuning in to the ramblings of Miss Hearts. Please tune in live on Tuesday, March 10th at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, to Not On Purpose Talk Radio, where I'm hosting another conversation we had a conversation last week, and we were talking, like I said, we were talking about Black history, we were talking about Black women, we were talking about Black men, all that good stuff. And then this came up. Young man said, you know, in 2020, Black America is on fleek right now. We got people representing us in entertainment. We're making all these strides, we're making all these moves, and it got us all thinking. He's like, really? So we're going to talk about the state of Black America in 2020. We're going to talk about that. I had posted a LeBron James. I had posted a story. He's giving free tuition to the college tuition to his school and everything. So it sounds great, but is it enough? That's my big question. Is this little story enough? Is 200 Black kids out of 200 million enough? I'm just saying. Tune in on Tuesday, March 10th at 9 p.m. to Not on Purpose Adult Conversations with myself, LaCrush Hearts, and whoever else tunes in, you know, join us as we discuss the state of Black America in 2020. Go visit my website, www.heartsexposedheart.com. And once again, save this call-in number, 515-602-9725. I'm not going to hold up any more of your time. Thank y'all for letting me rant. I greatly appreciate it. Y'all have an awesome week, and I'll see y'all next time, or rather Tuesday. Bye.